It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
You can talk for that about for 2 hours?
I can talk what?
Soccer for 2 hours?
Yeah.
You can talk about yaks and people on horseback throwing goat carcasses around into a basket for 2 hours.
Okay. I would never try. I'm not going to talk. I have nothing to say about soccer for 2 hours. Here's my 2 hour soccer take. Soccer blows. Go football. All right. Now, here's something else. Yeah, let this go. I love this
song. Yeah, let's play more Queen.
It's Fiesta Friday.
What does Queen have to do with Fiesta Friday?
Who cares?
Because we can, and it's awesome.
Good music.
See, you should have us behind you in a party. And you can do that with the Mile High Sports Radio app. It comes on instantaneously. Just have it on. You can put it on your phone.
Yeah, stream us
anywhere.
You can
stream it on your phone. You can podcast us.
Hopefully you're listening to us in your cars. You're heading up to the mountains for this Memorial Day weekend. You're going to the mountains, aren't you?
I am tomorrow. Because today is not no bueno, I'm sure.
Why?
For all those people that are stuck in the mountains.
Oh, you think?
I think that's probably a little bit slow getting up there. Maybe a little crowded.
See, I think a lot of people
it's
probably.
It's not like coming home.
Oh, dude. Coming home's a mess.
Coming home on Monday is going to be terrible.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Unless you come home like Monday morning.
Well, I mean, I have secrets on how to do it, but I don't want to pass them along on the radio. I mean, I know the back roads. You can take the pass, go straight down into Fairplay, go through 285. That'll take you way longer. Don't do that.
Actually, the mountain roads look pretty clear, according to my traffic app. Would help if I talked into the microphone. Yeah, the roads in the mountains look pretty clear so far.
Sure, dude. This is your microphone.
Unless you're Well, wait. What you don't go? Do you go 285? Because 285 is
no.
actually backed up.
No, no, no.
You go I-70.
I go I-70.
I-70.
But
clear,
it's man. Well. See, it's hat. It's a 285 is a nice drive. 285 is a very, very nice drive, especially this time of year, because in the spring, as you go up over the mountain and you come down into that huge bowl, which is real South Park, you know, all those other places. That with the flowers can be pretty spectacular.
Where are you going again?
Leadville.
Find Leadville. Oh, there it is. Okay. I see it.
Right where it used to be.
Well, I was in another part of the state. I think a lot of people probably took the day off and probably left to head up to the mountains early.
They might have. My wife did that.
Or they're dumb and they're going up tomorrow morning. Oh, wait. I mean, or they're distracted and have things going on.
Hey. If I didn't know better, I think you were talking about me.
I actually forgot you were going up tomorrow morning.
Spaced. Oh, let me just insult you right to your face.
Well, no, I mean,
and if you're going up tomorrow morning, you're an idiot.
But there's a specific reason why you're staying down here. But if you don't have to stay down, or if there's no reason for you to stay down here, and you could go up tonight, then you should, because tomorrow morning is probably going to be a bit of a mess.
I mean, I'd go up after the show, but that's just not fun. I've done that kind of thing before, too.
In the mountains, yeah.
Night driving in the mountains is not... I mean, even in the summer, it's not always fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. Last time I drove... Well, New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, I was... I did a gig up in Black Hawk and drove down from Black Hawk like at 3 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day at that point.
Did that really just happen right there on the Rockies, or was
that
slow-mo?
That was the thing. That just happened.
Okay, because it gets me confused sometimes if I'm watching the Rockies en route.
Yeah.
Is sometimes they will, like, I'll see some spectacular play, and it'll actually be like, oh, this is from, you know, April. And you're like, oh! So I just saw, I believe it was Ian Desmond, make a diving catch to take a base hit away, and Sensatella loving it, and obviously that's live, so we'll be confused by that probably in like a week and a half.
Yeah. No, I mean it. That was a good play. It was a great play.
Ian Desmond's very big. Like, he is a very large man.
Yeah.
I went down to Rockies pregame.
Okay.
So I kind of wanted just to, you know, talk to a couple of the guys. I wanted to tell the guys, talk to some of the baseball players. Did you know that Carlos Gonzalez did not realize that he is the best Venezuelan ever to play for the Colorado Rockies.
Statistic-wise?
Statistically, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's only one other one that's close.
Vinny Castilla.
Mexican?
Had no idea.
Yeah, he's Mexican.
It's all the same. They're all Latino players. I mean, listen, I wrote for El Seminario here for a couple of years, and it was the first time in my life that I had that I understood that, you know, if you're Puerto Rican, don't you dare call me a Mexican. If you're Mexican, don't call me Brazilian. If you're Brazilian, I mean, I'm like,
you Canadians are all alike, man.
Yeah, I don't care, man. I just don't care. Listen, if I'm overseas, by all means, call me a comedian. Canadian.
I'll call you a comedian.
A comedian. Call me a Canadian. I don't care. It means I'm probably less likely to get blown up.
Not so much anymore, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah, maybe.
However, the point is that Andres Galarraga was the greatest Venezuelan-born Rocky.
Oh, and you're saying that Nolan Arenado is better than Andres Galarraga.
California. Nolan Arenado's from California. I was talking about Carlos Gonzalez.
Question still remains.
I'm so confused
I'm
right now. Are you doing this on purpose or not on purpose? Because I was talking about Carlos Gonzalez, and you've made Vinny Castilla Mexican. You've made Nolan Arenado.
Vinny Castilla
Latino.
Venezuelan.
Venezuela. And you made yourself Canadian. You've made Nolan Arenado now Venezuelan.
Yeah.
He's from here.
So you're saying that Charlie Blackmon is the best Venezuelan ever to play for the Colorado Rockies?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Better than Andres Galarraga.
Better than Andres Galarraga.
I don't believe it.
He has more home runs.
I don't buy it.
By that, I mean Carlos Gonzalez. He has 200 home runs with the Rockies.
Okay. Carlos Gonzalez. We probably should be clear now that we've confused the hell out of the listeners.
Yes. So anyway, for those of you who just don't get, like, is that, we know who we're talking about. Just, we didn't want to let you in on the story. So anyway, Carlos Gonzalez is Venezuelan, as was Andres Galarraga.
Yeah.
Okay. So, however,
statistically,
there are only five players in Rockies history who, and I walked in, it was Vinny Castilla and Carlos Gonzalez and me and a couple other guys.
I knew Vinny Castilla was in there somewhere.
Yes, he is, but he's Mexican, not Venezuelan.
I understand that.
Okay.
I just was talking
about that. There are only five guys who have hit 200 home runs with the Rockies.
Okay. I would say, obviously, Nolan Arenado.
Nolan Arenado has not, because he hasn't hit 200 home runs yet.
Well, then why are we talking about this?
Because Carlos Gonzalez hit his 200th over like two days ago.
I don't know why I get those two mixed up. So Carlos Gonzalez has hit 200. Andres Galarraga has hit 200.
Andres Galarraga has not hit 200. Did not hit 200 home runs with the Rockies.
Okay. Dante Bichette.
Dante Bichette.
Larry Walker.
I don't think so. It might have, but it was
Troy Tulowitzki.
No. Todd Helton.
Well, I guess, yeah, he was here for 36 years.
Yes, Todd Helton has 360-something.
Okay.
Vinny Castilla, Dante Bichette, I believe Larry Walker, and then Carlos Gonzalez is the fifth. And he even went through. So Carlos Gonzalez was going through. He's like, he didn't believe me. I said, so you're the best Venezuelan player. He's like, if you want to call me that. And I'm like, well, I mean, you're the only one with 200 home runs. And he's like, no. Andres Galarraga had 200 home runs. I'm like, no, he doesn't. He's like, here's the top five. Wait. I go, you're a top five. He's like, well, let me go through them. And so he started naming them, which I thought was very cool because he knows who's at the top of that list.
Yeah.
And he went through and he's like, and it was him and Vinny Castilla. He's like, well, you're on that list. And then he's like, oh, I guess so. Wow. And I said, oh, yeah, if you want me to call you the greatest of all. I was like, uh-huh. Shut you up, Carlos Gonzalez.
I don't know. I mean,
prove to you you're the best.
Andres Galarraga was a great, great Colorado Rockies player. Might be the most beloved Colorado Rockies player of that entire era.
Might be.
Not
the best.
Well, he was of that era.
Well, he was pretty good.
Who was the best Rocky of that era?
Larry Walker won an MVP.
Yeah, okay.
Dante Bichette won an MVP.
Yeah, but Dante Bichette was not better at what he did.
Well, he had that two-strike. He had that whole two-strike thing where he would...
But you have to take in the whole game, man. You have to take in their fielding.
Well, Andres Galarraga was certainly a good fielder. He was the guy, first baseman. Well, he did that whole, like, walking back off the base,
mm-hmm.
you know, that Todd Helton learned from him.
Right.
I would say Larry Walker. Like Larry Walker was the one of the best players I've ever seen.
I'll buy Larry Walker, not Dante Bichette, and not Vinny.
No, Dante Bichette was not a very good defensive player. Vinny Castilla could catch anything that came to him, but he wasn't going to get anything on defense.
No, I mean, so.
But I'll tell you what, you won't throw him. You don't throw him a fastball.
He was the best fastball hitter I've ever seen in the Rockies uniform.
Yep.
You would not throw him, and yes. I didn't understand why pitchers never learned it. It's like it's on tape. Don't throw him a fastball.
So, and anyway, in short, Felicidades, Carlos Gonzalez, the best ever Venezuelan ever to play for the Colorado Rockies.
I disagree.
Okay.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.